You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Voice.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 Afternoons.
With Relebogile Mabotja.
11 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we finally get to have a conversation around the importance of building an emergency fund. And we're joined by Letsego Monareng, co-founder of KLU Wealth and Legacy Management and certified financial planner, who you can also get in touch with by asking a question, giving us a call, 011-883-0702, or using the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Letsego, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Lebogile. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
I don't know if you had a listen to what some of the people were saying about So from a financial perspective, what do you think about the view of, you know, this card? I found fascinating that there's an emergency card in a file that has 50,000 rand for in the event of her death while they wait for a policy to pay out.
Listen, that's very smart and future forward. So I definitely think It's definitely, I think it's very innovative and definitely helpful. And I like that she's, you know, made provisions for it in advance, because, and she's not, you know, because I think, you know, what we all know that South Africans tend to be overinsured, got a funeral cover. So I quite like that the way she's prepared and she's got no surprises. And it's definitely a way to think about providing for funerals a lot better.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, it's a whole massive industry that people can debate if it's worth the money at all. But I have never heard of somebody saying, here's an emergency card that you can go into while you're waiting for money to pay out. What a beautiful way to just try and make your family's life easier. But now we're talking emergency fund, and I'm wondering, what actually in the context of this conversation qualifies as emergency? Because in my brain and how I have separated my finances, I have contingency, I have miscellaneous, and then I have emergency.
No, you're better than most.
And the only reason I do it that way is so that, you know, when I am desperate, I don't make something that isn't really an emergency and touch those funds. That's the only reason I had to separate to say, okay, contingency is like this, and then miscellaneous are the things that I've just forgot to put money aside for, and then emergency are very specific things. And I sometimes find that we say, here's my emergency fund, but we're dipping everything out of that same fund without having actually said, what is an emergency?
So, I mean, it's exactly, I think, what you're saying. An emergency, the purpose of an emergency fund is really to have access to cash to fund for unforeseen expenses. So unforeseen expenses, for example, you know, loss of an income. So if you happen to be retrenched, you need to have some funds available to help you go through the months, especially if you haven't been working for long, as a temp, for example, your contract might suddenly end. So it's to say you have expenses that are going to be coming out of your account. How do you prepare for an emergency such as something like that? So things like also a sudden loss of a loved one, someone that someone falls into ill health. That's an example of an emergency. A damage to an asset. So it's a birth giver, and suddenly you have to do X, Y, Z around the house to basically cover for something that you actually had no idea was going to happen. And I think you raise a very important point, because what we also see is that we create emergencies for ourselves sometimes. So you'll get to your university and your child looks at you and says, Mom, how am I going to pay for school fees?
Yes.
And you've had 18 years to prepare, and suddenly we're running around in December looking around for how to find for stationery, how to pay for registration fees. So definitely an emergency is something that is unforeseen, something that you didn't anticipate on happening, that will have a devastating impact on your finances for that particular period.
So I'm just thinking about the fact that, you know, as Black people who have so much extended family we're close to, where, you know, they are constant situations of contributions being collected. And I'm just trying to make simplify when we speak about unforeseen circumstances. Would you say a colleague at work passing on, or a distant relative where they're coming to collect money, does that qualify as something you should take out of your emergency fund? Because in my mind, I'm like, if I didn't have it in my day-to-day monies or miscellaneous budget, that emergency fund could be needed for a medical emergency.
So, my family is not going to appreciate this answer. definitely not. When you're looking at a funeral or a sudden unforeseen expense, it's the funeral that you need to fund that you are expected to be, you know, so it's your immediate family. It's, you know, so you can make a contribution, obviously, if you have the funds available. But if there's no expectation and there is, it's more like a donation, then you shouldn't be using your emergency fund for those kind of things. So it is obviously a very controversial subject, but it has to be realistic. It's where a loved one, where there is a direct financial cost or a direct financial implication. So where you need to pay, that would be considered an emergency. But if it's an extended somebody, and if you don't, especially if you don't have the funds available, you can make a small contribution, but it shouldn't be, you shouldn't be tapping into your emergency, because where does it stop?
Because now anything can qualify as emergency.
Exactly.
So now here's the tricky part, is where do you keep the emergency fund? Because if, let's say, you say to yourself, okay, I'm not that disciplined, I'm going to put in a 32-day notice. The problem is emergencies can't wait 32 days to be taken out. So what do you suggest people do in terms of the emergency fund and where they should keep that money?
So that's a very good point, Rukhila, because often what people do is they put it away into a very easily accessible fund. So it could be like a cool account linked to your bank account, where it might not be a 32-day, but you can just transfer money in and out. What we see with that is that people then tend to use it. So it doesn't serve the purpose when you need. So when you do need money, you actually, you know, because it's psychological, it's there, and, you know, there's a sale, you run to the shops and you use that money. So I would suggest that there's a couple of options available. So you can open up what we call a unit trust or a flexible investment. So a flexible investment is something that you can also contribute towards on a monthly basis. So it's something, and then the minimum usually starts, you can get a unit trust that starts from like 300 Rand up until you know, whatever you're able to do. So it's, I also think it's important to debunk the idea that you need to start or save a lot of money. So you can open up a unit trust, but obviously I would advise someone to help you with it, because how you invest it is very important. So most of the institutions, the investment houses, would allow you to open a flexible unit trust investment, and then you save towards whatever your emergency funding, your goal is, but it can't be high risk. So it needs to be, when I say high risk, it needs to be invested with the mandate that it's going to not fluctuate as and when the markets change. So there's a number of options available. So you tell them, I'm trying to save money for an emergency fund. So you would need to open up an account, and then you sign some forms. And when you need the money, it's not going to be available within 24 hours, but, you know, you need to send an instruction, and it can take anything from 3 to 5 working days, basically, upon when they ask, when you need the money. So the benefit of that, and I see it with my clients, you don't, you know, disinvest as freely as you would if the money is linked into your account. So what tends to happen is that it's really you withdraw when there is a case of an emergency, and, you know, because of some administration that needs to happen. So I find that people that do that tend to actually go a long way in achieving the emergency funding goal.
Just then, in terms of why it's so important, considering the times we are living in right now, where everything feels like an emergency, how would you advise, and maybe this is not so much a financial question, but how would you advise a person discern you know, when they need to dip into that fund, because we are all struggling right now. Petrol, gas, as in, when should you dip into the fund and when should you say, actually, we need to change our lifestyle?
So, yeah, it is difficult to live in. And, you know, the importance of the emergency funding is exactly, this is exactly the times that we're in now justify why, you know, if you don't have extra savings, the how difficult it will be. So, what firstly I would say is that, you know, if you don't have some sort of emergency funding strategy, you are going to fall into very even worse financial situations, because what happens is that you have to go to unsecured, you need to source debt to fund those expenses, and then that further worsens your financial situation. So there definitely is a case for starting an emergency fund. And I think what I would suggest and how I would recommend people to go about it is that, firstly, you need to look at your budget and look at, say, for the long-term stuff. So the long-term stuff is still important. Things like your child's education, preparing for holiday expenses, that, you know, if you're going in December, you can save to, you're going to spend some money in December, save towards those kind of expenses. And in the short term, expenses such as, you know, take out insurance for things that you know that are easy. So insurance is a cheap way of funding for emergencies as well.
So let's do this, because I need to rush to the news. But I think you've covered everything around emergency funds quite beautifully, and the things that you wanted to touch on. Let's see if we can have you back on again to have that discussion.